A resident from Alton was killed and three people were injured in an accident in Winona on Tuesday. The Highway Patrol reports that a resident from Alton was killed and a 77-year-old man from Alton suffered serious injuries. And an 18-year-old boy from Eminence suffered moderate injuries and a 16-year-old girl from Eminence also suffered minor injuries. When the 77-year-old man from Alton traveled into the path of the vehicle the teens were in, the accident happened at the south junction of Highway 60 and 19 in Winona. A woman from Dora now faces murder charges. 58-year-old Patricia Ann Santos Duvalier was arrested and charged in the murder of a special needs woman she was the caregiver for. Santos Duvalier cared for both the mother and the daughter. Investigators say the bedridden mother was left in her bed even when she had to use the restroom in the care of Santos Duvalier. Investigators say the caretaker also cared for the daughter, who was mentally disabled. In October 2024, authorities found the daughter dead in the front yard of the home with several visible and internal injuries. Investigators say blood was found in Santos's vehicle despite her denying the daughter had been inside of it. Santos Duvalier had previously been charged with assault of a special victim and abuse of the elderly, disabled, or vulnerable person. She is now charged with second-degree murder and first-degree assault and is being held in the Ozark County Jail without bail. Bird flu has been confirmed in Sharp County. The University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture and Associate Director of the University's Center of Excellence for Poultry Science says bird flu was confirmed in a backyard hobby flock last month. Five more backyard flocks have since tested positive. The university plans to offer several online webinars and in-person seminars to provide information to the public on ways to stop the spread of bird flu. The Thayer City Council met Tuesday night at City Hall for their regular monthly meeting. The meeting began with the approval of the consent agenda and the paying of the bills. Then in the public participation part of the meeting, the council heard from Logan Underwood, who had several questions concerning old business and wanted to follow up. He talked about several projects, including the airport project, the incubator project, and the buying of the old Adams Western store property. The council explained each. The airport project is still a go, but changes had to be made to the project. The incubator project is no longer slated to happen after a couple of groups dropped out. The council then explained the project on the Adams Western store property. The council then had two other people on the agenda that did not show up for public participation. In new business, the council heard from Mark Arnold, the former emergency management director and fire chief, about the NIMS resolution, which is the National Incident Management System. The council approved the resolution. Then they presented Mr. Arnold with a plaque in gratitude for his many years of service. The council then approved the contract for Stewart Construction for the water and sewer extension project. Then they approved accepting bids for the roads project at the Old Adams property and approved posting bids for purchase and removal of the Old Adams Western store building. Last time there were no bids on the building. They wanted to make sure the public knew that there was no minimum bid. Whatever the highest bid is, they will get the building and are responsible for its removal. The City Council meets the second Tuesday of each month at City Hall. The Baxter County Sheriff's Office was recently awarded an equipment grant from the Arkansas Opioid Recovery Partnership. The grant provided the Sheriff's Office with a TruNarc handheld narcotics analyzer. The piece of equipment tests for almost 500 substances, including narcotics, stimulants, depressants, hallucinogens, and analgesics. Use of the device requires no direct contact with most substances. This allows for enhanced officer safety when handling potentially deadly substances. The device scans directly through plastic or glass for most drug test samples to minimize contamination, reduce exposure, and preserve evidence. The device delivers clear, real-time results for presumptive evidence. The TruNarc analyzer provides automated, tamper-proof records with scan results, including time and date stamps, to help expedite prosecutions in criminal cases. Sheriff's investigators recently attended training on the use of the new device and are excited with the anticipated benefits of the TruNarc analyzer and what it provides for law enforcement. The value of the equipment grant was approximately $30,000. The Arkansas Opioid Recovery Partnership is an initiative of the Association of Arkansas Counties and the Arkansas Municipal League. It presents a network of organizations committed to providing support for Arkansans in recovery, neighbors suffering from substance misuse disorder, and families who have experienced loss due to the opioid epidemic. When Arkansas counties and cities band together behind a cause, change happens. The last farm bill allocated $75 million to reduce feral hog populations around the country, but this year funding has expired, which could be a setback for Missouri farmers. the Feral Swine Eradication Program, focused on eliminating wild hogs in 5 states and reducing populations in 6 others. In Missouri, more than 12,000 feral hogs were removed in 2020 and nearly 5,000 last year. That's more than 60% reduction. Kevin Kreider, who specializes in feral hog issues at the University of Missouri Extension, says these animals wreak havoc on farm fields.
When they run out of food sources or when they're just out looking for food in general, they tend to like to root up fields, especially hay fields or crop cover or crops that are on the landscape. Row crops are another big issue that we've had with them, where they go into cornfields and such and root up the cornfield, soybean fields.
Feral hogs also carry diseases, including a bacterial infection that can be transmitted to humans and livestock. Lawmakers contend the future of the eradication program depends on passing new laws and getting money included from future farm bills.